Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Hey, it's a double shot of Nat King Cole. What a voice, huh? Oh, come all ye faithful. What's your favorite Christmas song? Of course, I will be happy to play it sometime between now and Christmas. I love to extend the Christmas music even beyond Christmas Day. We can always go to the end of the month as well. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. A number of you have reached out to me via email with the alert about a video or a movie that was released called Died Suddenly, and of course the hashtag Died Suddenly. I actually subscribe to a Substack. It's Mark Crispin Miller who sends out, I'm not sure if it's every couple of days. I think it's just when he accumulates a number of these sad stories in memory of those who, quote, died suddenly. And he'll send one that is the United States and worldwide, or sometimes when there are a number of them, say, as an example, in Canada or Germany, he will send them out as they occur. But I don't know about you, but whenever I hear now, and I do not say this in a disrespectful way at all, but whenever I hear about someone, particularly, I guess, someone famous or someone that is in the news that has been reported as passing away, the first thing I think about is, oh, I wonder if that person had the poison shot. I mean, that's my first thought every single time. And, yeah, I guess I'm not going to apologize for it because the first thing I think about then, after I wonder if this person has passed away because of complications from the poison shot, I think about how unnecessary it was and how the blood of those human beings, whether it's here in the United States or throughout the world, is on the hands of those that pushed and continue to push this unnecessary, ineffective, and dangerous poison shot on not only the American people, but every single human being in the world. And shame on them for continuing to propagate this poison that they're trying to push on every single human being. So there's a lot of different of interest stories that are in the news today. Curious to know your reaction to the Herschel Walker defeat. It's unfortunate, obviously. I'm curious. Chris and I talked about it during the Wisconsin Morning News. I'm curious about your perceptions of Donald Trump endorsing Herschel Walker. Is it possible that if he had not endorsed him, if there was not a tie to Trump, if that would have made a difference, if Trump's endorsements now harm candidates or if they help? Because as we know here in Wisconsin, Trump also endorsed candidate for governor Tim Michaels, and we know how that turned out. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Those were a couple of topics, but of course if there's something on your mind that you'd like to chat about, feel free to call in about that as well. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Good morning, Meg. John from Wausau. Three quick points, please. First of all, my favorite Christmas song is Little Drummer Boy, but the version is the one with Bing Crosby and David Bowie.
Oh,
and Bowie's my all-time favorite artist. So cue that one up, Meg, okay?
All righty, got it.
And then on the, as usual, you're spot on. On the January function that you mentioned, I hope and pray those two conservative candidates show up. You know, Meg, I'm old enough to remember back in the 60s and 70s when they would have the presidential debates and the Republican and the Democrat would debate, but they would do it respectfully. Mm. Now we can't even get respect within our own party.
Right.
So you are spot on. And if those two candidates do not show up to the January function,
They will. They've confirmed.
Okay.
So we're good.
They have confirmed?
Yes. Yep. Both have confirmed. I wasn't going to release anything till I had that, and I got that yesterday afternoon. So we're good there.
Well, that's good news, and let's hope that they're civil towards each other in terms of reaching the goal, which is to get a conservative on the Supreme Court. But that was the other comment, Meg, and I'll be real quick.
Sure. Take your time.
Herschel Walker pardon me?
I said take your time.
Well, the Herschel Walker situation is nothing to do with Trump, although there is a dotted line to it. It has to do with the national media. Meg, from time to time, I will turn on the NBC News or CNN just to get my blood pressure boiling.
Oh, all right.
And the last several nights, they have crucified Herschel Walker. Mm-hmm. David Muir, the ABC News guy, led off crucifying him. Just mm-hmm. terrible. Just awful. And never a word about his opponent, who is no choir boy himself. So it's all about the national media, the three major networks, CNN and MSNBC, on this wagon. So what we have to do as conservatives is continue to do what you do, is preach to people there's another alternative for your source of news. Until you get that, understand that, our culture will never change. Meg, keep up the good work.
Well, hey, hang on a second. I want to respond to that, because something just popped into my head as you were talking about that. Okay, so we applaud, obviously, the fact that although an unlikely ally, Elon Musk purchased Twitter and now is setting free speech free on Twitter, why not push for those that own these other networks, well, those that have these other networks, the mainstream media networks? Maybe we need Elon Musk type people that are willing to allow both sides to be covered, and opening, I guess, free speech in the mainstream media, as opposed to saying, well, we're just going to give up on them and we'll stop consuming them. But there's still plenty of low information voters that will rely upon them.
Well, here's my thought on that, and that's a good point. Years ago, when I lived in the greater Milwaukee area for most of my working career, a friend of mine worked for a television station there, and he was a conservative, which is rare at a Milwaukee news station. We invited him to our men's conference one year at church, and he spoke, and his premise was, try to do what you can to be the person that makes a change. Okay, he is one in a pool of many, many liberals, but he had a voice for them. So to your point, yes, and we need to get people involved that will speak the other side on these liberal stations, and no one's going to do it unless we inspire them, encourage them, inform them. And you are doing that, and I appreciate that, Meg.
Well, thanks, John. I appreciate your perspective, and thanks for the idea about the Christmas song, Little Drummer Boy, Bowie and Cosby. What an unlikely duo.
Yeah, it really is. Well, keep up the good work, Meg, and we'll stay tuned.
Thanks. Thanks again. 715-845-2155. Good morning, and welcome to Feedback.
Hi, good morning, Meg. It's Franco.
Hi, Franco.
Hi. Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Tom King. My favorite Christmas song is a song by the Letterman, and it's called The Christmas Waltz. I just adore that song.
Right.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks for calling in, Franco. I appreciate it. 715-845-2155. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
How are you today, Meg?
Good. How are you?
This is Jose from Saratoga again.
Oh, Jose, great to hear from you.
Two Christmas songs that I like a lot.
All right.
One is The Little Drummer Boy, because it's, in my mind, a story of a young man who gives his all to his Christ. It's always been a favorite of mine.
Little Drummer Boy. Okay, I got it.
And the other one is Auld Lang Syne, and that's mostly because of the Christmas movie, Jimmy Stewart's in it. It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
There you go.
Yep. Yeah.
That one I like quite a bit also.
Oh, I do too. And, you know, that almost... It almost feels like a, I know that it's played on New Year's Eve a lot,
yes,
or at least I associate it with New Year's Eve, and I mean, hey, why not play it during Christmas too? Because the words are very poignant, and I mean, I just think it's a great reminder to all of us about, you know, have we talked about it? Do we talk about it enough? I probably don't talk about it nearly enough about really the reason for the season, right?
Yes. And as far as Walker is concerned,
yeah,
I don't see it as a kiss of death from Trump so much as a kiss of death from a divided Republican Party.
Yes.
If a Republican, I didn't see Mitch McConnell going over there and supporting anybody, but they're saying it's Trump because he supported somebody. If everybody supported a candidate, maybe he would get elected. But it's a petulance of a small fraction of the Republican Party that say, well, I didn't support him, so therefore I'm not going to support him. It is really a Mitch McConnell problem more than it is a Trump problem.
Well, and it's interesting because I would even, I think you nailed it. And even those who are not elected officials, I think there's a lot of problematic infighting within the Republican Party of Wisconsin. And that is, I believe, why we have lost some crucial elections. And
yes, I agree. And then you look at the Democrat side. If somebody like, just pick a Faircon, supports a Democrat, all the other Democrats will say, well, I don't necessarily support Faircon, but I like this guy.
Right.
They get behind me regardless because they understand the prize.
Oh, yeah, or Slick Willie, if he jumps into the fray. I mean, people still... I mean, and we obviously are critical of Democrats because they appear to me, as Rush used to say, mind-numb robots. But perhaps we need to be a little bit more, well, a little less prideful and a little more humble when it comes to our Republican elections. And I think.
And I know that Tim Markle, I did not like. Yeah. I plugged my nose when I voted for him. But guess what? He's the guy that won our ticket.
Yeah.
And you don't see the moderate Republicans doing that.
Yeah, and I'm afraid that we have so many fiercely, and you know, good and bad, independent-minded conservatives or Republicans in Wisconsin that, I mean, I follow it too much. I hate to admit it, Jose, but I follow the a lot of the social media comments of those that are kind of loud, yippy people that are upset about, you know, they use the term rhino to describe anyone in the Republican Party with whom they disagree, whether or not they are indeed a rhino.
But there are rhinos, Republicans in name only.
Yes.
We can all point to the Mitch McConnells and the, drawn a blank on his name right now. And the gal from Alaska, you know, those are
Lisa
all
Mikowski.
People that are Democrats that have the Republican name. And I believe we have quite a few moderate Republicans in the state of Wisconsin also. But then there's other ones that are not necessarily rhinos, but we just people that I don't get along with.
Right. Well, and I mean, I think we have to. We have to be willing to put aside our differences to and unite around the common, I say this all the time, around the common objective to beat Democrats. And I think
in the general, I agree with
yep,
you.
Yep.
But
yep.
in the primary, I have no problem with going up against. I know that you and I have had a discussion about our majority leader. I have no problem with going against him in the primaries. And if we win, we win. If we don't, we don't. But I don't have I do have an issue with dealing with that the same way in the general election.
Well, and I would say this, is that when we beat up our own, we are not putting our energy, we're not focusing our energy on our true opponents. And I think that's, and oftentimes the battle to beat up our own and the with such great fervency is worse than that of fighting against Democrats. And that's what bothers me, is that it seems like there's a lot more motivation and a lot more vitriol and hatred directed at fellow Republicans than there is at Democrats. And they're the real problem.
Sure. I see that too. But then again, we go back to Tim Michels. I did not see Robin Vaught supporting Tim Michels like everybody else did either. So, I mean, it goes both ways, I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, okay. I appreciate your perspective, Jose. Thank you so much for calling in. And Little Drummer Boy,
Auld Lang Syne.
Is there, yeah, I have that written down, but is there a version of Little Drummer Boy? Are you open to hearing the Bowie-Cosby duo?
I honestly haven't paid attention enough to know the different ones.
Okay.
If it has the feeling and the effort and just the emotion, I don't care who sings it because it is a very emotional song.
Yeah, Yep, it certainly is if you read the lyrics. Well, I appreciate you calling in. Nice to hear from you, Jose. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Great week.
Thank you. I appreciate it. 715-845-2155. I have a few more minutes. Good morning and welcome to Feedback. Hello? All right, I guess I lost you. 715-845-2155. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Good morning, Meg. Jeff from Merrill calling.
Hi, Jeff.
Favorite Christmas song? I pretty much go with O Holy Night, although it's got to be sung by someone with a big, booming baritone voice.
All right, hit me. Who do you want?
Well, I mean, whoever does it, you played a version by Nat King Cole before. That's a little too weak for me.
All right.
It's got to be a lower, more powerful voice, you know.
Manly man.
And pretty much anything by Bing Crosby, White Christmas, but actually a song, I'm a snow lover, and actually a song that I like that he does, and I don't hear it by anybody else, is the Hawaiian Christmas song, Melikaliki Maka.
Oh, yeah. I kind of like that one. I know it sort of is like an earworm, but
I find myself during this season here humming that song to myself.
Yeah, well, but we're all going to blame you for that one, Jeff, when I play it.
Okay. Well, quick point that I want to make here. I know you're coming up towards the end here, but I listen, in addition to this station, I do listen to a couple others, but the Christian station, WRVM, has their news source coming. They get their news from a different source than you folks do, and they often cover some things that the regular news does not cover. And a couple things that I have heard just this week, they now, 48%, only 48% of the people in the United States are Christian. Believe that this country is a Christian country.
48?
It was always more than 50%.
Wow.
Only 48%.
Oh, so sad.
So we are already behind the eight ball on this. And they said one of the fastest growing groups in the United States today are atheists.
Oh.
And they vote almost exclusively Democrat.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised. Not at all surprised. I mean, they sort of go hand in hand when you have a worldview that doesn't involve a savior, rather a savior here on earth. What do you expect? But
just one last point here. I guess I kind of expected that Herschel Walker would not win in that race down there, but the comments from Warnock, in my opinion, was just completely, well, I can't say the word, but just stupid. You know, saying that, oh, there was great challenges and there was a voter suppression and everything like that. I would have had more respect for him if he would have just come out and said, ha ha, we won, na 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 na.
It's about the same thing, isn't it, Jeff?
It really is.
Well,
what a classless idiot.
Yeah, well, and sadly, he's in the Senate now for the next 6 years alongside our Ron Johnson. So hopefully he can cancel out anything. So, well, hey, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Hope you have a great day. I got to go to a break, and I'll be right back with final thoughts on WSAU Feedback. Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Hey, Jeff, I hope this is manly man enough for you. Bing Crosby, so, I mean, what do you want? This is all I could, either that or I do really like, there's a great version of O Holy Night that Carrie Underwood sings. I realize that's not a big, booming male voice, but it's still a lovely song, that's for sure. And she does an amazing version of it as well. So I am going to leave you with this last thought. It's actually kind of a, I don't know, just take it for whatever, however it hits you. Always be a first-rate version of yourself instead of a second-rate version of somebody else. Guess who said that? Judy Garland. Remember her from The Wizard of Oz? Of course, that's a movie that they always play during the holidays. Well, I want to mention again, I stated at the beginning of, well, I don't know when I said it, probably the beginning of the second segment on Feedback. Get Involved Wisconsin is planning an event in January. Save the date, Saturday, January 21st, 2023, here in Wausau. We will feature the conservative state Supreme Court candidates, as well as some prominent members from our Wisconsin state legislature. I encourage you to keep an ear on the radio, and if you are not an email subscriber to Get Involved Wisconsin's emails, you can go out to the website getinvolvedwi.com for more information. I will, of course, be talking about it as the event day comes closer. Got a boogie? Hope you have a great day. God bless. Talk with you again tomorrow.